I'd like to take 1 minute to, before we get started, to recognize a former colleague who is here tonight. I see Alderman Colletti in the front row. I'd like to welcome Alderman Colletti to the meeting this evening. Welcome back. And at this time, I'd like to recognize Alderman Blazer, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, colleagues, just before we get started this evening, I've been asked, and I'd like to do a moment of silence. If I could have everybody please stand with me in honor of our former Newton North High School teacher, Alan Duncan McDougall. As many of you know, he was known as the beloved Rocco by generations of Newton North High School students. He died on October 23rd, 2012, at the age of 69. He joined the staff of Newton North in 1970. He was an inspirational teacher of American history and American pop culture. He also organized and performed in the annual Rick and Rocco show, I'm sure that many of you know of, at Newton North for many years. Please join me in paying tribute to this legendary individual with a moment of silence. And I would also like to recognize, we got some news today that our City Hall custodian, Roberto Reyes, his wife Eva, has also passed away. So I'd like to have a moment of silence, if we could, for these two individuals. Thank you. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Monday, November the 5th. On your desks this evening, we do have a couple of items. There's a memo from Attorney Terry Morris agreeing to an extension of time for docket item number 190-12. A memo that we have on the group health insurance update. There's a memo there from Dave Wilkinson, and also there was a letter from Bob Rooney on the MBTA right-of-way lease. I think many of the questions that were asked in, I believe, two committees, Public Facilities and Programs and Services, that memo was on your desk this evening too, so please take some time to take a look at that. I'd like to announce that tonight's meeting is being both audio and video recorded, and at this time I will recognize the chairman. We'll start with our first call of reports, and I'll recognize our chairman of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Hess-Mahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report of the Land Use Committee this evening begins on page 220 of the report's docket. Docket item number 258-12 is BH Normandy Riverside LLC, Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, petition for a change of zone to mixed use. The public hearing was opened and continued to a date to be determined. That date is November 27th. So this is the Hotel Inigo, which is adjacent to the Riverside site. In addition, the next item is a 258-12 parens 2, also BH Normandy Riverside LLC, Massachusetts Bay. I beg your pardon, I'm sorry, I misspoke. The first item is to change the zone at the Riverside site. The second item is for the special permit for Riverside. The public hearing on that was opened and has been continued to a date to be determined, and that date is November 27th, so that's for both of them. Sorry, I really kind of bollocks that up, so I apologize for that. Next item to be reported out tonight on page 221 of the report's docket, petition number 272-09, parens 3, Herrick Road Realty Trust, petition for a one-year extension of time from December 21, 2012 to December 21, 2013, in which to exercise special permit site plan approval number 272-09, granted on December 21, 2009, to erect at 39 Herrick Road, Ward 6, Newton Center, Lot 7, a three-story mixed-use building containing four dwelling units and ground floor commercial space with 75-seat restaurant with underground ground parking, associated parking waivers, and to construct a retaining wall greater than 4 feet within the rear and side setbacks, and waive 18 existing parking spaces on Lot 7 Herrick Road on land known as SBL 6135, Lot 6 and 7 in a District Zone Business 1. That was voted no action necessary. Next item as well, petition number 137-10 parens 4, request for an extension of time in which to exercise special permit site plan approval number 137-10 parens 3 granted to Sherrod S. Gendebier on November 21, 2011 for an accessory apartment in an existing detached structure and to allow 3 parking spaces in the front setback and less than a 5 feet from the front lot line at 298-300 Adams Street, Ward 1. That also was voted no action necessary. Both of these items were no action necessary because of a recent piece of legislation passed at State House approved by the governor, which automatically extends all special permits by 2 years. So that's why it was voted no action necessary, since no extension was required. Next item this evening, bottom of page 221, petition number 210-12, Stephen and Leslie Bernstein, petition for special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure in order to replace an existing detached garage with a new attached garage and mudroom and to extend an existing rear deck, increasing the floor area ratio from 0.48 to 0.52 at 97 Hillside Avenue, Ward 3 West Newton on land known as SBL 32312, containing approximately 12,551 square feet of land, in a district zone single residence 2. That was approved by a vote of 4-0. The next item was held, and on page 222, petition number 213-12, Needham Street Village Shops LLC, H&J Newton LLC, petition for a special permit site plan approval and to extend a non-conforming use slash structure to construct 2 single-story commercial buildings with an aggregate total gross floor area of 19,200 square feet to permit retail services, service uses, including restaurant uses, containing up to 150 seats, or that actually should now read 110 seats, to waive 20 parking stalls and certain dimensional requirements and associated fencing and lighting requirements for parking facilities greater than 5 stalls, to waive 1 required loading dock facility, and to allow a freestanding sign and the number of secondary signs and dimensionals at 49, 55, and 71 Needham Street, Ward 5, land known as Section 51, Block 28, Lots 23, 22, and 20, containing approximately 11,775 square feet of land, 19,625 square feet, and 27,475 square feet, respectively, for a total of 58,875 square feet in a district zone mixed use 1. Just by way of explanation, you'll see that there is a parens 1 and a parens 2 here. There are actually 2 special permits. The first is a special permit which would allow for a 6 parking stall waiver for the retail use only, and that was approved by a vote of 7-0. The second is an amendment to the first, which would be 8 parking stall waiver for restaurant use of up to 110 seats, which was also approved by a vote of 7-0. By way of explanation, the first special permit was calculated just for the retail uses that were proposed on the site, and without using the grandfathering provision in our ordinance, which allows the inclusion of spaces from previously existing uses to be counted towards the parking supply. The second one is for both retail and restaurant use of up to 110 seats. That was it counts as an amendment to the first one. It builds on the first special permit, and it was calculated using the grandfathering provisions, which is why it has only an 8 parking stall waiver. So just so people are clear on that. I don't believe I have anything further to report tonight. However, I would be asked to be recognized to assign public hearings and to announce public hearings.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Let me start off, first of all, I beg your pardon, Mr. President. I do have one unfinished piece of business. I can do it now or at the end.
Okay, sign the hearings, and then we'll do that right after.
All right, let's sign the hearings then. Thank you very much, Mr. President. On the page 229 of the docket this evening, we have the public hearing on the following petition was opened and continued on September 11, 2012. It will be continued to November 13, 2012. Petition number 212-12, Michael Sokolovsky, trustee of 1081 Washington Street Realty Trust, petition for a special permit site plan approval and to expand a non-conforming structure to waive 8 parking stalls, to locate parking within the side setback, to waive associated lighting, servicing, and maintenance requirements for parking facilities of greater than 5 stalls, to waive the 1 required loading dock and extend a non-conforming structure as to yard and setback, and to extend a non-conforming structure with regard to height or alternatively for a structure in excess of 24 feet in height in order to construct a new 2-story building for retail use at 1081 Washington Street, Ward 3, West Newton. The second item is public hearing to be assigned for November 27, 2012. 272-12 parens 3, BH Normandy Owner LLC, petition to amend special permit site plan approval application number 272-12, for which a public hearing was opened on October 9, 2012, with respect to extending a non-conforming structure to allow construction of a ramp on the easterly side of the Hotel Inigo at 399 Grove Street, Newton Lower Falls. And in addition to that, I just want to announce that both the Riverside items, as I previously announced, have been continued to a date to be determined of November 27, and both of the Indigo items, in addition to the new Indigo petition, which I just read, petitions number 272-12 and 272-12 parens 2, which appear on page 208 of the October 15 reports docket, were continued to a date to be determined. Those will be continued to November 27, so they'll be heard in conjunction with the Riverside public hearing. And the third Indigo item I just read. And I believe, I hope I've covered everything. The committee clerk was very helpful and left me a list of things to do, and I believe I've gotten everything except for the one item that I mentioned previously, which I need to ask for a suspension of the rules.
The chairman has requested a suspension of the rules to poll the committee on extension of time for docket item 190-12, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
That was prescient.
Motion has been made. Is there a second? Second. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So all in favor of accepting the extension, agreeing to extend the date to approve petition number, I beg your pardon. Yeah, petition number 190-12, 429 Cherry Street from December 4 to December 18, 2012, per the email from Mr. Terry Morris, which is on your desk. All in favor on the committee? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in favor. Any opposed? None opposed and 1 absent.
Great.
And that's, I believe, the report of the Land Use Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee, chaired by Alderman Johnson.
Yes, it did. Thank you. The Zoning and Planning Committee report begins on page 222. We have one item to report out this evening, 81-11. Alderman Johnson, Crossley, Hesmahan, Lappin, and Danberg requesting the Director of Planning and Development and the Chair of the Zoning Reform Scoping Group provide updates on the Scoping Group's progress. These updates will occur at the frequency determined by the Chair of the Scoping Group and the Chair of the Zoning and Planning Committee. And this was voted no action necessary, 7-0, and all other items were held.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Clerk, can you make a note about Alderman Johnson's microphone? Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Next, I have the Programs and Services Committee, chaired by Alderman Johnson. Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 224. The first item to report at is item number 287-12, appointment by His Honor the Mayor, Joseph Frasica, 123 Spears Road, Newton Center, appointed as an alternate member of the Parks and Rec Commission for a term to expire September 11, 2013. That was approved by a vote of 8-0. The next item is item number 293-12, appointment by His Honor the Mayor of Eric Parnes of 43 Beverly Road, Newton Highlands, appointed as a member of the Advisory Council of Health and Human Services for a term to expire January 31st, 2016. That was approved by a vote of 8-0, and that concludes the report. But I did want to use this time to remind the committee members that and the public that on Wednesday we'll be hearing item number 254-12, Alderman Hess Mahan, Sangiolo, Danberg, Kalis, Crossley, proposing an ordinance relating to plastic bag reduction that would add a fee to single-use plastic and paper bags that are not at least 40% post-consumer recycled content at certain retail establishments in Newton, and that will take up for public comment on Wednesday.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee chaired by Alderman Ciccone. And before Alderman Ciccone starts, could I please just get a brief round of applause for those incredible updates that we got during the storm? Honestly, thank you, Alderman Ciccone. I think all 24 of us really felt like we were in the eye of that storm with all those updates that you gave us. But seriously, you went above and beyond, and it was great, and it was great help to all of us to get back to all of our constituents, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it. The Public Safety and Transportation Committee report begins on page 225. The first item is 269-12. Alderman Johnson requesting a discussion regarding plans for proposed bike lanes within Newton. That was voted no action necessary, and Alderman Johnson and I, with the understanding, we're going to be docking an item for an action rather than a discussion from this document item 269-12. 297-12, David Kozis, Traffic Council Chair, requesting review and discussion of Traffic Council Policy 2, request for residential handicap parking spaces. That was voted no action necessary, 5-0. 298-12, David Kozis, Traffic Council Chair, requesting review and discussion of Traffic Council Policy Number 3, prioritization of on-street parking and bicycle lanes. That was voted no action necessary, 5-0. And the last item was 296-12, David Kozis, Traffic Council Chair, requesting review and discussion of Traffic Council Policy Number 1, on-street parking guidance. And that was voted no action necessary, 6-0. And that concludes the report tonight, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee chaired by Alderman Salvucci.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 225. And the first item is 312-12, Comcast petitioning for a grant of location to install 72 feet of 3-inch conduit in Chapel Street from pole 78/8, proceeding 41 feet in the northerly direction, thence turning westerly for an additional 31 feet to Chapel Street, approved 6-0. 313-12, National Grid petition for a grant of location to install and maintain 124 feet of 4-inch gas main in Bound Brook Road from the existing 4-inch gas main at 83 Bound Brook Road to 98 Bound Brook Road for a new gas service, approved 6-0-1 with conditions. On to page 226. 321-12 is on the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $695,558 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of completing design services through the construction administration phase of the car school building renovation project, approved 7-0. Let's see, 54-12, Alderman Salvucci, Blazer, and Fuller requesting creation of a revolving fund into which 50% of all betterment income shall be deposited to be used exclusively for individual requests for betterment, approved 6-0-1, one abstention. And on to page 227. 301-12 Design Review Committee in accordance with 5-58 of the City of Newton Ordinance pertaining to site plan approval for the Carr School renovation project, approved 8-0. Mr. President, I'd like to be recognized to assign public hearings.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
These public hearings will be assigned for November 7, 2012. 355-12 National Grid requesting a grant allocation to install and maintain 110 feet of 4-inch gas main in Winston Road from the existing 4-inch gas main at 46 Winston Road, westerly to 39 Winslow Road, Ward 5. 356-12 NSTAR Electric petition for a grant allocation to install 12,432 feet of supplemental 8-inch diameter steel cooling circulation pipeline and a 4-inch conduit in the same trench in Dedham Street from the Boston Town Line near the intersection of Spires Road and Dedham Street to the intersection of Dedham, Winchester, and Needham Streets. The project also includes the installation of 11 street-rated handholds, 3x3x3, in Dedham Street to facilitate the installation of fiber optic cable as shown on the plan and profile drawings. The pipeline and conduit will continue down Needham Street State Road to the Elliott Street substation. NSTAR is requesting the grant allocation in order to address the need to provide additional electric transmission reliability and capacity to address current and future demand supply at the existing Elliott Street substation, number 292 in Newton. And that's the report. Mr. President, I'd like to remind the Alderman from Ward 8, and I believe it's Ward 5, that they might want to consider a get together with the constituents on Needham Street, because this is a 2.5-mile stretch of pipeline that's going in, and I'm sure it's going to be some inconvenience for the merchants on the street.
Dedham Street, right.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Dedham Street. You said Needham Street, but Dedham Street?
I'm sorry.
Dedham Street.
Dedham.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Said Needham. Okay.
That's all right. Just checking. The next item, the next committee, I'm going to recognize the Finance Chairman, Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee report begins on page 227. The first item to report out this evening is docket item 318-12. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to expend $70,000, which represents the first year of a five-year $350,000 grant from the United States Food and Drug Administration for the purpose of strengthening, standardizing, and documenting food safety inspection and community outreach activities of the Health and Human Services Department. This item was approved by a vote of 8-0. 304-12 is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to expend up to $50,000 in gifts for the purpose of furthering the ideals of the Commission on Disabilities. This was approved by a vote of 8-0. 321-12 is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $695,558 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of completing design services through the construction administration phase of the Carr School building renovation project. This was approved by a vote of 5 in favor with 2 abstentions. Top of page 228, 54-12, Alderman Salvucci, Blazer, and Fuller requesting the creation of a revolving fund into which 50% of the betterment income shall be deposited to be used exclusively for individual requests for betterments. This item was approved by a vote of 6-0, and I would move the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That concludes our reporting of the first call. We did do programs and services. Thank you, Alderman. You were probably chatting. But before before I ask the clerk to call the roll, just a couple of announcements. I inaccurately reported in my weekly on Friday about the Veterans Day services. I had listed as Monday, November the 12th. The services are actually, the observances are actually going to be Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Post 440 on California Street, actually Veterans Day, which is the 11th. So that'll be on Sunday the 11th at 1 p.m. at the Post 440 on California Street. We always have a great turnout by the board, so hopefully everybody can join us. And City Hall will be closed on Monday the 12th. Also, just to remind my colleagues that on Saturday, the 9/11 memorial will be dedicated at Newton Fire headquarters, and I believe that's at 11 o'clock. 10 o'clock? I had it at 11, but we'll double check it and we'll get it out to everybody, but that is on Saturday. So Saturday is the 9/11 memorial, Sunday is the Veterans Day observances. Okay? And I also, just before I ask the clerk to call the roll on the first call reports and the referral docket, I just want to recognize Alderman Linsky on who wants to make an announcement about long-range planning.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I caught this one. I'd like to invite members to the next long-range planning committee meeting, which is scheduled for next Tuesday the 13th. There'll be materials in the package. This Friday there'll be a discussion of some background information for our tax rate setting hearing, which I guess is going to be on December 3rd, and that will be followed by a presentation by the planning department as a continuation of the EDSET discussion that we began back in September. So all invited, room 209, beginning at 7 o'clock on the 13th.
Thank you, Alderman Linsky. Is there any other business before the board this evening before I ask the clerk to call the roll? I do want to remind everybody that tomorrow is Election Day, to get out and vote, no matter how you vote. Good luck to all the candidates who are running tomorrow. Everybody, okay? And I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Alderman Albright. Alderman Baker. Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Fangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with one absent.
All items on first call carry. Alderman Johnson. In addition to Alderman Johnson's microphone, may we ask that the clock be turned back to
all the clocks in City Hall
in that way. Okay, we'll get a note to the mayor tomorrow. Is there anyone else that has anything before the board this evening? If not, I will recognize Alderman Blazer. Motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 8:16 p.m.